Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
To be a single is not a crime. Let me shock you by saying that it is not everybody that must marry before Jesus come back. Amen. So the fact that you are single is not a crime. So you don't begin to carry yourself like somebody that has one big problem because you haven't got married. That has made a lot of persons to go into relationship they shouldn't have been in the first place. Do you know that a lot of persons have gotten married and didn't stay alive? Normally they would have stayed alive, enjoyed themselves, achieved things, but marriage killed them. Praise God. Because our society is making us believe that as a woman, you just have to be married before you have a status. But that's a lie. Praise God. You don't have to be married before you are relevant. So you must not keep yourself in the doldrums of life because you are not married and say, well, until I get married, that's when I'll know direction. So to be single is not a crime. I'm not praying for singlehood for anyone. But you can be single and also achieve everything that a married woman is achieving. Praise God. And you must understand it. So you give yourself joy per time. To be single again is not also a license for crime. I said to be single is not a crime. And to be single is not also a license for crime. Most times, it is our single life that gives us the liabilities that we carry into our marriage. Serious liabilities. People carry into their marriages, into their future. We must be careful about that. I want to talk to us on what I titled, Blunders in Relationship You Must Avoid. Blunders in Relationship You Must Avoid. Blunders means mistakes. Blunders you must avoid. Marriage relationship was initiated by God, and it comes at a certain phase in the life of every individual, both male and female alike. Marriage relationship was started by God, and it will come into your life at one point or the other, whether as a male or as a female. God, being the originator, has highlighted in his word how to run the institution of marriage in order to succeed and not to fail. All around, as we can see, different casualties have been recorded simply because of inability to combat the challenges that come with this phase of life successfully. Most times we have heard too many terrible things about marriages and married people. Divorce here, separation here, disconnection here. As much as we are hearing about weddings and marriages, we are also hearing about marriage troubles with people, relationship troubles with people. And that's why it is important that we are well informed. That's why it is important that while we are walking the road to the trouble zone, we have all the information available at our fingertips so that we can call on this information in order to help us avoid the pitfalls that others had. Marriage is the best place anyone can be if it is a good one, but it can be the worst experience you can have if it turns out sour. It can so mess you up. Marriage can so mess you up if it turns sour. But God has provided windows by which his children can actually succeed and do well in marriage. If you don't know how to manage a relationship, it might be difficult managing marriage. Now, this teaching is one that every single needs to get ready for, in order for your marriage phase to be smooth. Relationship is designed by God to build up, to steer up, and to 45 parties involved for greater achievement in life and destiny. Some of the things that God will want your relationship to do for you is to build you up, is to steer you up, is to make you a better person. Relationship. You see, if you are into any relationship that is sapping your energy, sapping your strength, sapping your spirituality, you need to reconsider it. And let me say here to us, if we are Christians and the children of God, whatever you do, the first priority must be God. If I have a relationship that is taking me far away from God, then it's a relationship I must consider and consider very well. It was Jesus that said, if one eye is going to cause you to lose your value in the kingdom, do what? Pluck it off. And you know it's very difficult to pluck off an eye from your body. But Jesus said, put it off. So it's not going to be easy. And Jesus is trying to let us understand that if anything is going to separate you from loving God, it's going to be something that is very dear to you. Something that ordinarily you wouldn't want to pluck off. But God said, I am with you in this matter. Pluck it off. Shake it off. And then get on. Because it is better to enter heaven with one eye than to enter hell with two eyes. And invariably God is saying, it is better to make heaven single than to make hell married. Which one is better? Praise God. And I'd like us to understand consciously that this hell we are talking about is not just talk. It's a reality. And you just pray that God opens you up to the reality of hellfire. Because it is there, it is available, and the end is closer to us than we were first thought. So while you are building up a relationship in order to finally settle down in marriage and be called a Mrs. or a Mr. or a husband or a wife, while you are doing that with the whole of your heart, understand that Jesus may come on your wedding day. It may come after your traditional marriage, 2 days to your wedding arrives. So, our topmost priority must be, first and foremost, I must prepare myself a bride for him as the groom. I must prepare myself as a groom for him as a bride. Praise God. So relationships should steer you up. Should bring out the best of God in you and bring out the best of you in you. You know, sometimes we get into relationship and now we can no longer rest. From the day you started the relationship, you can no longer concentrate. If you are a student, you begin to fail or begin to record low grades as soon as relationship started. If you used to be a prayer warrior, you lose interest in praying because you have a relationship. Then something should tell you that there's something wrong about this relationship. It's not getting me on the higher pedestal of life. Because relationship is supposed to build. It's supposed to steer you up. Every other day you are spending sleepless night thinking of the next text message to send or the one that was sent to you yesterday that has taken away sleep and rest and appetite from you. Praise God. Every time the brother or the man sends a text message, you can't eat for 2 days. And every time you reply him, he won't be able to concentrate for 3 days. And that's how you people have been going and you call it a relationship. The Bible says two is better than one. There must be a steering up. There must be a building up. There must be a fortification. This thing is making me better. It's making me stronger. One of our sisters who got married, when the young man came to marry her, they met in the university, University of Port Harcourt here. From the time that young man met with her, he steered up something in her because every time he comes, have you done your assignment? They are not in the same department. It's like 3 years ahead of her in the university. She's just in year one. The brother is in year three. Not in the same department, but his interest is her academic performance. And for the 3 years they were together, all her grades changed positively. For these years, the brother never asked, come and know my house, come and sleep with me. But yet was interested in her school. And she graduated with a good grade. And finally, they got married. Praise God. What is the interest? When you catch a brother who is interested only in your backside and nothing more, oh, well, I like a bum bum. I like your front side. And so everything you have to show is your back and your front. You know that there is more to life than all of that. So we must understand that relationship is for the building. Relationship is for the stirring up of something. That you meet somebody in your life, whether male or female, that will arouse your interest in God. You were not speaking in tongues until you met him. And then his interest in the work of God led you to have a relationship that brought upon you the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Is somebody listening to me? Now, I'm going to mention a few things. I call them blunders that you must not commit in relationship. Vis-a-vis marriage. Number one, counterfeit. Counterfeit. Now, don't be fake. Counterfeit means fake. Something not original. Please, don't be fake in relationship. Strive at all costs to be real at all time. Now, this is very important. Male or female, we have a lot of fake people. Even in church, very fake. From the makeup down. The face you are seeing in church may not be the real face you are seeing. So brother, when you want to marry, check the face very well. Both in the morning, in the afternoon, and the night. Because you may not see there's so much fake, and you know Satan has already given his endorsement to fakery. So we have fake life actors all over the place. And of course, you know there are fake everything now. Before, we used to have fake clothes, fake shoes. But now we have fake bum bum. We have fake breasts. Have you not seen them before? Fake. And then people put it on. Men are even putting it on to look like women. And then walk the street. Fake everything. Now, the devil is making it easy for people to be able to live a false life. And we must not fall into that way of falsehood. Try to be real. Praise God. When you are putting on a 9-inch shoes, it doesn't change anything. Soon you will remove it. You will still come down to your original height. Amen. If you are short, and then when you want to go out, you put on a high shoe, people still know that is the shoe that is supporting you. And if you are doing so in order just to, so that nobody will think I'm too short, you are just deceiving yourself. Because there are certain things that cannot be changed. Hello? Strive at all costs to be real. Brother, if you want to marry and you don't have a job yet, and you meet a sister that the Spirit of God is steering you, this will be your wife. When you are talking to her, don't talk to her as if you are walking with mobile. Make your message clear and plain, and also let her know, this is where I am, and I'm trusting God to be here. Praise God. Let her be the one to decide whether he will marry you like that or not. Don't try to package yourself like that. I mean, let me just, you know, packaging. Yeah. Then you put all of those things that are not there. You will be more disappointed when the person finds out. Be real. Sisters, be real. How old are you? If I'm 40, I'm going to say I'm 40. Next year, I'm getting to 41. Let him be the one to decide that he wants to marry a 40-year-old. Than to say, I am 28. And he is 27. Or 28 too. Praise God. No. Be real. Do you understand what I'm saying? Be real. Can I let you know that you will never be wrong saying the truth? In this part of the world, it's looking like lies is the order of the day. Lies give you everything you want, but you'll never be wrong saying the truth. The Bible says, and they shall know the truth, and the truth will make them free. See, when you tell that young man the truth, you tell that young lady the truth, that is what is going to make you free in the end. If you tell somebody the real you and it shocks the person and he goes back, when he goes back, he will have a rethink. And then sometimes he begins to say, but that must be a very transparent and sincere and honest person. It's not everybody that will tell me that. And that could be the reason why he or she returns back, for that honesty and transparency. Because nobody wants to marry a young devil. It is better to get an old angel than to marry a very young and youthful devil. You have so much trouble. It's even better that the devil is old, because his bones will become to be old and he can't jump around. Just like having two monkeys, one of them is like 20 years and the other monkey is like 10 years. You know that the monkey that is 10 years will jump all over the place. The older monkey will be careful. So counterfeit is one blunder you must avoid. There can never be a better you than you. So do not pretend to be what you are not in order to keep a relationship, only to be blown open soon. Don't pretend to be who you are not just because you want to keep a relationship. Because soon it's going to be blown open very wide. Even in the scripture, it is written, nothing hidden under the sun. If it is done here on the earth, it's going to open up. Praise God. The truth is that we might just be common like this. And there's maybe, during, we are writing WAEC, and I told this my friend, write this WAEC for me. And he entered the examination hall on my behalf and wrote. The result came very good. 30 years after, 40 years after, I'm nominated, elected to be the president or a senator. Thank God, or pray that my friend is not struggling. Him alone can just meet somebody and say, there's an information I can give to you. And you will get that position, but I need 20 million. He will be the one to supply the information because he knows it very well. He gets his 20 million, start a good business for himself, and then you are recalled back. So that's why you need to pay the price to be real. Amen. They say those that live in glass houses should not do what? Should not throw stones. This is not to say that you cannot adjust to make things work. But you know that pretense and adjustment are not the same thing. Yeah. I'm not saying that in relationship you cannot adjust. Maybe you never used to like bitter leaf soup. And then the person you want to marry likes bitter leaf soup a lot. And then when he or she brings the bitter leaf soup, you just manage it and manage it. You can be adjusting. But if the person says, do you like bitter leaf soup? You don't need to say, yes, I like it, when you know you don't like it. And when you put it in your mouth, it's bitter. And instead of you making your face look like somebody that has taken something bitter, you behave as if you are smiling. Ah, why are you making your face like that? No problem. This is wonderful. How is the meal? You know, we can be so fakery. See, if the person you want to marry, male or female, especially the female, maybe you pay a visit and she prepares something for you and you eat, and it's not, the taste is not good, and she asks you, how was the meal? Politely, tell her, wonderful, I appreciate your effort, but I think the maggi was too much here. Because by the time you smile and say, wow, what a wonderful meal, it's like it was prepared in heaven. I've never tested this before. In fact, you are just like my mother in cooking. Don't worry, when she becomes your wife, you will eat overdose of that maggi, and then you develop ulcer on time. At that time, you won't be able to correct it. And when you correct it that time, it will look as if you are pretending, because you said, no, but this thing that they give you sins. Why are you eating it now? Because another woman has started cooking for you. That's exactly what will begin to happen. So say it. How do I look, my dear? Huh? You are looking like an angel. And you know that he or she doesn't look like an angel, anything. Praise God. Hello? I don't know whether you are getting me. Be real. See things the way they are. Point things out. It will help. In pretense, you are claiming to accept what you have not really accepted. Whereas in adjustment, you are normally shifting ground in order to accommodate something. Praise God. In adjustment, you are trying to allow who you are for real to accept something you normally would not take. That's what adjustment is. You allow who you are for real to accept something you will not take. That's adjustment. You accept it little by little, little by little. I got married to somebody who is not of my tribe. And then she begins to cook their soup. Ah, I have to adjust and adjust until I began liking them. Praise God. Because you can't keep complaining, you can't keep thinking about your mother's soup. It's not going to happen. So you just begin to adjust and begin to adjust and begin to adjust. The one you cannot adjust, you say, no, in this particular one, I can't adjust. So let's count it out. Praise God. Did you hear that now? In life, anything you fake, you may not be able to get the original. So first, be who you are. Some are black, but they are pretending to be white. Some are buoyant, but pretend to be something different. Some are very poor. They are pretending to be rich. Some are not Christians, but they are faking it. The list is endless. Just be yourself and save yourself the stress of acting. You know, it's not easy to act. Be yourself. Praise God.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows: Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. counseling, Wednesday, 6 p.m. School of Wisdom, Friday, 6 p.m. prayer meeting, Sunday, 8 a.m. lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.